Not exactly a question, it's more a comment on what was said just then. If the doctors continue to behave as they are doing, and obviously present company accepted, surely then it's the alternative therapists, it's the nutritionists, it's the acupuncturists, it's the various other alternative therapists who will take up this problem, in particular the nutritionists, I think. And there are good nutritionists around, and they certainly can help with things like candida, with things like ME. I had ME for 5 years. It was diagnosed as ME. I didn't know anything about the thyroid. At the time, I didn't know anything about ME. But I am lucky because I had a good training in nutrition when I was very young. And I came through it with a really strict anti-candida diet and a very helpful husband who said he would treat me like a little sick calf, which he did. And luckily, I got through it. But I wonder if anyone else has had success with an anti-candida diet, because it's often said that it's no good. I don't think it is any good if you're not really strict with it. Those are just things I'd like to say. On an anti-candida diet, you've got to absolutely cut out all sugar, which means even cutting out milk because it's 4% sugar, and all forms of sugar. And I had a doctor at the time, you know, when I was ill, and he gave me a lecture on sugar chemistry. Well, he didn't know that I lectured on sugar chemistry to students every week, and he'd got it all wrong. And again, I walked out of his office, you know. I asked for a different doctor next time I went. I just feel that to make clear that I did get better on the anti-candida diet, but I also did take nystatin from the doctor for about 18 months. And at first, one of the doctors wouldn't give me nystatin, but the other one did agree to give me it one time when my doctor was on holiday. And I didn't play one off against the other, honest. I told the other doctor, who was a very young man and very a real listener, and he said, Elizabeth, what you've said to me is very interesting, because I was telling him that sugar made me ill and so on. And he said, what you've told me is very interesting. He said, I've heard the same thing from another patient within the last week. So I'll put you on a repeat prescription of nystatin for a year. So I don't want you to go away with the idea that I only got better with the anti-candida diet. The nystatin was a big part of it as well. And it was a very up and down process. You sometimes felt better, you sometimes felt worse. You know, it wasn't altogether straight improvement. It was very up and down. It took a long time. I was very strict for about 2 years, not even fruit and fruit juice for the first 6 months. And then no milk at all, no tea, no coffee, no tea because of fluoride, because I thought that tea had caused my problem to start with. No tea, no... So it was a big detox as well, you know. No tea, no coffee, no alcohol. The purest possible food. And the other thing was, it was quite useful to have food that you didn't often have. I was reacting to certain foods. There's no doubt about that. I was reacting to certain foods, and my husband managed to get me special foods like guinea fowl and pheasant and venison, which was rare in those days, 90 to 95.